السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام والقرآن يشفيان العبد يوم القيامة. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. All praise is due to Allah تبارك وتعالى. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, Allah Pak has given us the wealth of Iman. Allah protect our Iman, keep us with Iman, die with Iman, rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have Iman, and strengthen our Iman so that we have entry into Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. Continuing on the theme of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah mentions a very special quality of Ramadan. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an in the month of Ramadan. So where there is Ramadan, the beauty is enhanced with the tilawat of the Qur'an. هُدَلِّ nas, it is a guidance for mankind, not only for the believers, for mankind. هُدَلِّ النَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Bayyinat here refers to clear proof. It is such a kitab of Allah that is perfect. All other books and divine books were tempered with and changed. But the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility of preserving it, protecting it. And Allah has preserved it in the young huffaz that we have around the world in their hearts. Allah ta'ala reward the huffaz for leading us in Salatul Taraweeh. Allah bring the Quran into our hearts and our lives, inshallah. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَىٰ. With guidance, clear proof for guidance. وَالْفُرْقَانِ. And a criterion to judge between right and wrong. This is the Quran. The hadith I cited, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that on the day of Qiyamah there will be two important intercessors, those who will intercede on our behalf to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of course is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala grant us the shafa'at of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we emulate his lifestyle, hold on to the sunnat, mubarak way of life, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will recognize and say, this is my ummati. But there are two important ibadat that will also intercede. One of them is siyam, fasting. And also while we are fasting, we are reading Quran. As-siyam wal-Quran yashfiyani al-abdu yawm al-qiyam. It is said this fasting, this soam, this fasting of ours for 12 hours or whatever it is will intercede on our behalf on the day of Qiyamah. What will it speak to Allah? On the day of Qiyamah only Allah will speak, nobody else. Even the prophets will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Ya Rabbi Ummati, I am worried about my Ummat. But Allah ta'ala will give a speech to two ibadat. One is Siyam, fasting. That speak now what you have to say. So many hours and so many days of fasting the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept. Yes, ay Rabbi mana'tuhu at-ta'am wa-sharab wa-shahwa. Oh Allah, this person stayed away from food and drink and carnal desires only for your pleasure. Because fasting, you can't see a person that's fasting. Salah, you can see a person performing. Zakat, you can see somebody giving. Jihad, somebody going in the path of Allah, you can see somebody going for Umrah and Hajj, you can see somebody doing Qurbani, you can see. But fasting is such an act, you can't see. All of us are fasting, alhamdulillah. It's between the Banda and the Rabbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the niyat, Allah will reward. This understand the Allah consciousness that come with fasting, that, oh Allah, I prevented him not only from food and drink and carnal desires, but I also kept him away from his shahwa, from such beastly desires and evil things, that from head to toe he was trying to keep a fast. His eyes were only looking, that was permissible. His ears were only listening to, that was permissible. His tongue was only speaking, that was permissible. So he prevented himself from the haram as well. وَالْقُرْآنُ يَشْفِيَانِ الْعَبْدِ. And the Qur'an itself will intercede, that, oh Allah, مَنَعْتُهُ النَّوْمَ وَالْغَفْلَةِ. That I prevented him for a little while sleeping himself a little late, delayed his sleeping, because he read Quran in the night. That means we read Taraweeh, then we ate something at home, then again we start reading a little bit more in the morning or in the evening. And wal ghafla, during the day we recite a little bit Quran, it prevents us from negligence. So these two things are very, very important. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions, inna li kulli shayin sharafa. Everything has a pride about it. وَيَتَبَاهَوْنَ بِهِ. People have take pride and they compete and they compare. وَبَهَاءَ وَشَرَفَهَا أُمَّتِي الْقُرْآنِ. He said the pride and the sharaf, the honor and the grandeur of this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Qur'an. If we look in the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we find after Nabi alayhi salatu was salam and during his lifetime, can we believe and imagine what his qira'at must have been? On whom the Qur'an was revealed. And so much so is mentioned that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is to come every Ramadan and make door with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, muraja'a. That is why the huffaz, they keep on reciting. We must keep on encouraging them. In our homes we have huffaz. And we make dua, all our children become walking Qur'ans and ambassadors of the Qur'an. Not only reading Qur'an, understanding, practicing and learning and teaching it to others. So they used to make revision. And in the final year of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Ramadan, there were two khatams that he made with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. The Sahaba inquired, why, Ya Rasulullah? He said, perhaps I may not be here. So at least there others will take on the Quran. And we look in the lives, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar al-Faruq, Usman al-Nurain, Ali radiallahu, how much of Quran they used to read, how much of barakah in their time. Those were Sahaba. Allah loved them so much that with all the works of life, they used to find time to make tilawat of the Quran, either at night or during the day a portion. So we should divide some time, have a timetable that I would fix some time to read a portion of the Quran. An easy prescription, if a person reads 2 pages, 3 pages after every salah, then he gets at least 10-12 pages in a day. So that he can make half a juz in one day and try and complete. There's an emergency, there's a car obstructing White Hilux, FCP-396-FS. If anybody is seated here, please, FCP-396-FS, kindly move your car. Brothers, this Qur'an is so important that if we want the Qur'an to speak on our behalf, let us read Qur'an every day. It comes in the hadith that Allah has a special family on earth. Imagine if we have somebody, a member of a royal family, we say, I am connected to a certain family. How nice they feel in this world. But where is the family of Allah? Inna lillahi ahlina minan nar. Allah says, hadith Qudsi to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah ta'ala has a household on earth. Man hum ya Rasulullah? Sahaba inquired, who is your family on earth? He said, ahlul Qur'an hum ahluka wa khasatuk. The people of the Qur'an, they are ahluk, your household, and khasatuk, Allah's special mercy descends on them. How we value certain valuables, more valuable than that is the heart of a mu'min who has a portion of the Qur'an. And we can say, mashallah, a person who has a full Qur'an is also a hafiz. We also, those who are non-hafiz, also have a portion of Qur'an. And we should aspire to read more Qur'an, whether you know Surah Fatiha, you know 10 surahs, or you know Surah Yasin, you know Surah Mulk, certain surahs, people read daily, you learn them. You're also a protector of the Qur'an. That is one. Then we must become sahibul Qur'an. One who's connected to the Qur'an, not only recitation in Ramadan, out of Ramadan. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the rite of the Qur'an is 2 Qur'an khatam in a year minimum. He himself in the Ramadan towards the end of his life, he dedicated only for Qur'an 63 khatams in the whole Ramadan. He said 30 in the day, 30 in the night, 3 in Taraweeh, he used to read. Himself, Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah is mentioned 60 Qur'an in Ramadan. How did he achieve this? So it is written there that he dedicated the last portion of his life with all the khidmat of deen only for Qur'an. Reading Qur'an, teaching Qur'an, understanding Qur'an. So much of Qur'an, dars of Qur'an, that how many khatams he was making. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi had to get hiding for the Qur'an itself. He saw Allah Ta'ala in a dream. He asked Allah Ta'ala that how can I reach closeness to you? Allah Ta'ala inspired him. Oh, Ahmad, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he was the Hanbali fiqh imam. He said, read the Quran with meaning, without understanding, but read the Quran. He said he used to read one Quran in a day, one Quran in a night after that. Imam Malik rahimahullah was the imam of Haramain, Makkah and Medina. Imam Malik, it is said about him, he used to do so much of khidmat with the fiqh and writing kitabs and teaching and everything. With all that, he found time to find half day 15 para. The second half 15 para. So one day and night, 24 hours, one Quran khatam. We are saying to give hope and encouragement, brothers. We are not of that caliber. But in our recent past, we had Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Jalal Abadi Rahmatul Alayh. He said 10 paras a day he used to read. That means every 3 days, one khatam of the Quran. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Mawlana Zakaria, who came to South Africa. And that too, he didn't come like that in 1981. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in his dream. He said, there is a place where people are not taking my name. And that is where he came to Stanger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them who brought him to South Africa. And he spent the entire Ramadan. What did he do? He promoted Durood and Salam. Quran, Tilawat. He mentioned about himself that when I became a Hafiz at the age of 9, my father used to make me read the entire Quran. Then I used to have my lunch and everything one time. And towards the end, when he was very sick, he used to get people to stand near him to read 15 paras. Then he used to have his tea. Another 15 paras, then he used to go for his lunch. Can you believe it? Hazrat Hakim Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, our Shaykh and Murshid also, when he had the health and strength, is mentioned, one sitting 10 siparas one time. And when he was sick in the end, his grandson, Mawlana Mazhar Sahab, mentioned that he used to make him stand next to him. 5 paras, 5 Jews, one sitting is to listen only. So listening to the Quran, reading to the Quran, animals get affected, the creation of Allah get affected. It's mentioned about Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad when he went to Russia. That time they didn't know Arabic there. And when he went there, they read for the parliament. He said those atheists and agnostics who didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were actually tearing when he started reciting Quran. So somebody inquired that, why are you crying? He said there's something having effect on our hearts by his recitation. So those were non-Muslims. Brothers, we are Muslims. We have the Quran. Not only reading the Quran. It's not for the shelf, it is for ourselves. And not only that, promoting the Quran. And how do we promote? Not just giving one Quran copy. A lot of people say, donate a Quran, give an English Quran, Afrikaans Quran, or any language Quran. No, let us see the Quran in our lives. So that the non-Muslims will see the akhlaq of the Quran being promoted. With respect, with adab, with tolerance. These are the injunctions. With sabr. This is the patience we learn from the month of Ramadan, from the Quran. So inshallah, make a niya, say inshallah brothers, that I will increase my recitation. If last year I read 3 khatams, this year at least 4 to 5, we don't know whether we get another Ramadan again. We may not get an opportunity again. Number 2 is, إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدٍ قَتَلَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. That if a person passes away, he leaves behind 3 things that is recurring. One is, وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. He or she leaves behind a pious child, male or female, will make dua and maghfirat for the parents. Make every child try, at least one child in the family, a hafiz. So when you die, the child will read Isale Sawab. Sadaqatin Jariyah. You donate a Quran, assist a madrasa, assist a masjid. Donate something that will be some worthy cause. That will be sadaqah jariyah, recurring sawab even after your demise. And the third one is ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. And knowledge that you impart to people, whether you're teaching somebody something, or teach somebody one good act, and that person continues, he passes it on. That is recurring sawab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Alhamdulillah, we have daily tilawat here. Imagine Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullahi, years ago, after Asr started the tilawat, we are reading for so many years now. Allah fill his qabr with noor. So many mashayikh came to this country, said, read Quran, hold fast to the Quran. Allah Ta'ala will protect us by means of the Quran. Allah will elevate us by means of the Quran. And Allah will protect us and preserve us by means of the Quran. And not only in Ramadan, brothers, at home also, find time to make tilawat of the Quran. Inshallah. Let us make 2-3 minutes of zikr, then we'll make dua, inshallah. Taking the name of Allah. The best zikr is talking to Allah through tilawat al-Quran and La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث Oh most merciful Allah, shower mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, people woke up for tahajjud, Ya Allah, accept the tilawat of the Quran, accept the tahajjud, Ya Allah, accept the sehri, Ya Allah, they read fajr salah, they said for the nasihat, Oh Allah, accept it, Ya Allah, they made some zikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beseeching you, Ya Allah, you are Rahman and Rahim, Ya Allah, shower us with your mercy, Ya Allah, send your rains of mercy, Ya Allah. Drench us all in your mercy and your rahmat, Ya Allah. Forgive us all in the month of Ramadan. O Allah, emancipate us all in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. O Allah, protect us all in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. This is the month of the Siyam and the Quran. O Allah, enlighten our hearts by means of the Quran. O Allah, beautify our character by means of the Quran. O Allah, make us all ambassadors of the Quran. Let us promote the message of the Quran. O Allah, let us promote the akhlaq of the Quran and the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. O Allah, make us ashik of the Quran. O Allah, make us your ashik and the ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O those who are sick, Ya Allah, by means of the Quran, give them shifa. The Quran is a cure and shifa. Every verse, every letter, every dot of the Quran is shifa. Ya Allah, grant us all shifa, Ya Allah. Whether physical ailments, spiritual ailments, whichever problems, Ya Allah, remove all the problems and difficulties by means of the Quran. O Allah, you are all powerful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you and asking you for your forgiveness. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let the nur of the Quran permeate the hearts of every Muslim and ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unite the hearts of the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Elevate the status of the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant victory to the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa. Oh Allah, grant us barakah in our lives, Ya Allah. Grant us barakah in our sustenance, Ya Allah. Grant us barakah in our knowledge, Ya Allah. Accept all the khidmat of deen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina maulana muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi.